God is interested in raising our faith. God wants us to have the opportunity to ask and believe for far more than we have ever asked before. And what better way to do that than completely wreck our beliefs and understanding of what He will and won't do for us? Fourth, I see this as a manifestation of provision. When we see gems appear, along with the feathers and gold dust I mentioned prior, how can it do anything but raise our belief in a divine provider? There is a church in Puerto Rico that had a significant gem manifestation a number of years back. I am unsure if it is still happening today. And they were able to sell gems, which allowed them to finance God's work in their area. I have heard other stories that I cannot confirm, where other churches had so much gold dust appear that they were able to pay off and/or fund a building program off the proceeds from the gold sales. Who needs man's provision when God shows up? My wife's family were close friends with two missionary women who often had money and train tickets appear in their pockets, and food was supernaturally provided for them. God is our provider, and while oftentimes He uses other people to supply all our needs and wants, He doesn't have to wait helplessly in heaven in hopes that humans will heed His requests. He can create new things as easily as He did when He created the heavens and the earth. Fifth, this sign is a witness to all of God's hand at work. In other words, it's a sign that points directly to Him. I have shared gems with countless people, and many have come up with their own names and explanations for what they are and how they appear. But the message I give is always consistent and always points to Him. It is not uncommon for me to hear someone ask me about my fairy gems or magic gems. And while some might get upset about applying New Age language to God's gift, I don't. They may use different terminology, but they recognize that God is up to something, and they are simply speaking out of their own grid of understanding. The sixth thing I see God doing with the gems is something that a friend shared with me a while back. She said, "We have had gems tested, and when different people brought the same gem into the same jeweler, he got different results, based on what the person who brought the stone in believed about the stone." Entire churches get in a theological uproar over whether the gems are or aren't from God. And although many churches at first received the manifestation with joy, they later rejected the gems due to the controversy inside that fellowship afterwards. One thing my friend Carla shared with me once has always stuck with me. God told us once that people think they are testing the gems, but in reality, the gems are testing them.